Tonight, there will be a second collection, and that will be for the Catholic Miscellany. We know the Catholic Miscellany is the diocesan newspaper, so we'll thank you for your generosity. Also tomorrow, Memorial Day, I hope all of you have a blessed Memorial Day. Mass will be at Old St. Mary's at 9 in the morning. There will be no evening mass or confession. So tomorrow, one mass at 9 in the morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today we celebrate the Ascension of the Lord, the solemnity of the Ascension of Jesus, our Lord. It was to be celebrated on May 26th, here in the United States, in the diocese in the United States, is moved to this Sunday, so we can have the church gather. Most people can't make it to Mass on Thursday, so that's why it was moved to this Sunday. The Ascension happens 40 days after Easter. We know Easter was April 17th, and if you do the math, Thursday is about the 39th or the 40th day. But again, we are celebrating it as one family, one church today. As we heard in the opening prayer, the collect, we call it the collect, we're collecting our minds, our conscience, our hearts in prayer. Well, really, we should have done that before we enter the church, but the church is really calling us to collect ourselves. We heard in the collect that we celebrate the exaltation. Our exaltation, we're being exalted by Jesus. And this is precisely what we celebrate. Jesus descended alone. He came down from heaven alone. But then when he is ascending, he's not alone. He's bringing humanity to himself. That's why he descended to die on a cross, to bring all people to himself. So when he goes back up, he wants to take you and me. And that's why we're here. Because we need all the prayers, we need all the graces, all the holy water, that's where you were sprinkled this morning, so that we can get to heaven. And we know that Mary, our Blessed Mother, was assumed. We celebrate the Assumption. She's not God, so she needed God to bring her to heaven. Assumption means to be assumed. The Ascension, nobody brought Jesus to heaven. He was brought on his own accord because he is God. So once again, we are here to pray for all of us so that we may be faithful and that we may be also be lifted up with Christ Jesus to paradise. Sadly, recently, our nation has suffered great attacks. In the last month, well, not it was still May, but in the last few weeks, in May, we heard of 10 people, innocent people, being killed at a grocery store in Buffalo, New York. And that was on the 14th of May, if I believe, if I'm correct. On the 23rd of May, four teenagers were shot in Newberry, South Carolina. The 24th of May, the most recent one, 19 children and two teachers were shot. The question that we ask ourselves, why? When is this going to end? I really hope and pray that this is it, that this ends now. But sadly, it will continue to happen. Why? Because God continues to be erased from our nation, from our society, from our families. Perhaps a lot of us are asking the question, whom do we blame? A lot of people are really busy trying to find someone to blame. But instead of finding someone to blame, we need to find someone to save, and that's Jesus Christ, God. We need to bring God back to our nation, to our society, to our families. We need to descend from our pride and allow God's graces to lift us up in prayer. Again, to bring Christ back to our nation. Not just finding someone to blame, but finding someone, our God, the only one, to save. To save us, we need to bring healing, forgiveness, and mercy. The social media was invented a few years ago, I think in the beginning of 1997, something like that. You can go and find the right date. Not now, please. The social media has made us, not just the youth, but all of us, more antisocial. And it's pretty ironic because we call it social media, but it's not, it doesn't have anything social. We have become more antisocial. As a priest, it is really sad for me to go to a restaurant and I see a family of five gathered together. They're present, but they're really absent. They're talking to someone on their phones. Who knows who's behind the screen? They're not talking to each other. This is what I'm talking about. Some people might say, well, Father, that is a political issue. Keep it to yourself. I think Albert Einstein said, if I were to remain silent, I would be guilty of complicity. The church has the right to speak up and defend life. We must defend life from conception to natural death. We must defend the dignity of holy matrimony. We must defend the truths of the gospel. This doesn't have to do anything with political issues. It is our right. It is our obligation to defend every human life. And that's why we're here. Because we want to defend the truths of the gospel. We want to reclaim our dignity. We want to bring Christ back. And again, not just blaming someone, but clinging to Christ, who is our Savior. In the Ascension, we celebrate again the exaltation of all of us. Christ wants to bring all of us to Himself. He wants to save us. And again, that's why we're here. Because we need all the help we can get to get there, to remain faithful. Jesus died on a cross to bring us to Himself. But He did not come just to change the bread and the wine into His body and blood. No. He came to change your heart and my heart. He came to change the world. And He's given us the graces so that we can make it better each day. That's why we're here. To pray for hope, to bring healing, to bring Christ back to our nation. Tomorrow we will be celebrating Memorial Day. We pray for all those men and women who courageously died to defend this beautiful nation. Let us continue to pray for all those men and women, for our military, armed forces, EMS, not Extraordinary Ministers of Holy Communion, but Emergency Medical Services, nurses, doctors, police, firemen, and for all of us. Let us not lose hope. We are here to do what is right, to proclaim the good news of the gospel. We must overcome evil by doing good. That's our mission. And we're doing that. So don't give up. Continue to trust in God. Let us continue to pray as one family, as one nation. Let us continue to fast, to do works of mercy. Little by little, we are changing the world. The devil does not have the last word. Christ does. And this is what we're celebrating here. Therefore, my dear friends in Christ, as we continue to pray for one another, let us ask also our Blessed Mother to help us to remain faithful, that we may be able to keep our 2 feet on the ground, working for the kingdom of God. The disciples saw these two white men, two men dressed in white. They were looking up to heaven. What are you doing looking up to heaven? There's work to be done here on earth. All of us must keep our feet on the ground, praying, bringing Christ back to our society. Let us help our parents be parents. Let us help our mothers be mothers, our fathers be fathers. Let us bring our family values back, strengthening our family values. And yes, we can gaze up on heaven only to pray. We have to keep our feet on the ground, but looking up to heaven, asking the Holy Spirit to help us, begging to receive the graces so that we may do what Christ is asking us to do. As we continue to pray for one another at this beautiful sacrifice, let us pray for an end to violence, for an end to abortion, that we may come together as one family, as one nation under God. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, things visible.